In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You don't always have to talk about what you're up to. Let your results speak for you. Let your actions speak for you.
Social media doesn't always need to know about your grinding and hustle. People will know about it when they see your results.
It's the one thing you can't fake. There's a lot of fake people out there talking a lot of crap about who they are and what they've accomplished. But one thing you can never fake is results.
Be that person, the one who delivers, not the talker, not the statement maker, the result maker. Confuse them with your silence and shock them with your results.
Under talk, over deliver.
There's a saying, when you build in silence, they don't know what to attack. Don't let the haters get a chance to attack you before you've done anything. Build in silence and shock them with your end result.
You must know the results will come. If you get your head down and work, you do not need to tell everyone what you're up to or who you think you're going to be. Just show them. The results will come if you get your head down and work.
Your work ethic will show in your results. Your hustle will show in your results. Your ability will show in your results. Your greatness will show in your results. Never in your talk.
There's no need to tell people how great you are. When you are truly great, they will tell you.
Let your results speak for you. Let your actions speak for you. Confuse them with your silence and shock them with your results.
Your work ethic will show in your results. Your hustle will show in your results. Your ability will show in your results. Your greatness will show in your results. Never in your talk.
The what if mentality is a mentality of a lot of us in this world have people who say we cannot do something. You can't do it, you're too short, you look a certain way, you act a certain way, you're not smart enough. I hit that roadblock every time. I was 300 pounds. I'll never forget, I was 300 pounds. I went from 175 to 300 pounds and my goal was to be a Navy SEAL. Impossible goal. And every Navy recruiter that saw me said that, besides one. Every recruiter said, there's no way, man. You're 297 pounds, and you gotta lose so much weight so fast. I talked to one recruiter, and I forget getting back in my truck, and he said, you cannot do this. But I got in my truck, and I said to myself, but what if I could? What if I could pull off this miracle? How will I feel at the very end if I can defy all the odds? The what if mentality is, this guy told me I was a 36th African American Navy SEAL in Navy SEAL history in over 70 years. This guy told me there's only 35 African Americans to ever be a Navy SEAL. He was pretty much telling me, you ain't got what it takes. I took that and said, what if I can be the 36th? Versus taking what he said, all the negativity he's putting on me because he can't imagine himself doing what I'm about to do. So most people who can't imagine it, they reflect. It's like a mirror. They put that right on you. If they can't see themselves doing it, I can't see you doing it. I take that mirror and I totally discard it. And I say, what if I can be the 36th person to ever do it? So I use all their negativity as positivity and fuel to get me to where I need to go.